It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. The Lazarus Building in downtown Middlebury, once a department store, is now a Main Street cellar hole. The planned demolition of the building was completed this week. For more on this and other news found this week in Public Post, we turn to VPR's Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
Why did the town of Middlebury need to demolish this building?
In the long term, it will allow the town to widen Printer's Alley for two-way traffic and eventually construct a sidewalk, and that will improve access to the riverfront and to Marble Works, which is an area west of Main Street.
What about the short term?
Well, although the building's been demolished, the foundation remains, and that will become a temporary pop-up pocket park until a nearby railroad bridge replacement project gets underway, and that project is currently scheduled to start next year.
This pop-up park concept isn't new to Vermont. You've reported on these in Montpelier. Who's building this one?
This is a collaboration between the town of Middlebury and the University of Vermont. UVM students will design and build the park, and they'll use raw materials right from the site to create seating and planting space and what they call interpretive materials. And those will be used to explain the rail project and its history.
But this pocket park won't last forever.
That's correct. The pop-up park will transition to a staging area for that railroad construction project once it gets underway.
Also this week, Amy, three Vermont communities are in the running for Georgetown University's $5 million energy prize. 50 semifinalist communities from across the United States were announced last week. What Vermont communities are in the running?
Montpelier, South Burlington, and then there's a joint project with Waterbury and Duxbury.
Okay, so 50 communities nationwide, three in this small state, not bad. What's the contest about?
Its stated goal is to rethink the way American communities use energy.
So what have these communities accomplished so far?
The 50 semifinalists have developed a long-term energy plan, and right now they're working to demonstrate that first the plan will work and also that it will be sustainable over this two-year period.
2 years, so the contest will be going on for a while.
That's right. The field of 50 semifinalists will be narrowed to a finalist round in 2017, and the winner will ultimately be chosen for its energy-saving performance over that long-haul time period.
Well, let's check back in 2 years to see who won this contest.
You got it.
Looking ahead, though, to a little nearer term, April may seem kind of far away, but two Vermont communities are getting ready for April, which is National Poetry Month. What's going on for poets and where?
Both Montpelier and Randolph have put out a call to Vermont poets to submit original works for downtown displays in April. And many folks are probably familiar with Montpelier's Poem City project that's been going on a number of years. And then last year, Randolph launched a similar project called Poem Town, and they're going to bring that back this April as well.
And both projects are now accepting submissions?
Yes, they're open for submissions right now. Montpelier will accept submissions through the end of January, and Randolph is accepting submissions through the end of February.
Amy, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.